Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is and continues to be Sabina Miller.
Hello.
And wasn't it, we had two good segments this morning.
Oh, I enjoyed it, and I learned something without having to. Sometimes you learn, but you say, well, I'm getting a headache from
right,
it.
Right.
I tell it like it is.
Right.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Headache-free learning. That's what we're going to have to call this show. Iris next week is coming on, and she's like got the golden nuggets, and Sabina's going to be headache-free learning.
I like these taglines.
And, of course, right now we have the Christina Lu Show.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just, you know, unbelievable. We're all excited for the Christina Lu Show. And I'm going to talk baseball later.
Oh, talk baseball. I don't know if I can help you out in that. I might have to really Google some things on my phone for that one.
Actually, it'll be relative to what Sabina was talking about, men's group and women's group, what they talk about. But we'll touch on that later.
Oh, okay.
What's new and exciting in the town?
Well, the Supervisor Bosworth and the town board were all over the place last week, you know, for all the Memorial Day festivities. They were attended the Memorial Day fireworks, which there was thousands of residents came to that event, which was wonderful.
And Election Day is coming up.
Still got time for that one. Let's not rush that. On Monday, the supervisor and town board went to a bunch of different Memorial Day ceremonies throughout the town just to really commemorate the holiday and all the wonderful things that are, you know, the people who have served our country did.
Actually, just if I can just interrupt you for 1 second. Like Sabina said, Election Day is coming. There are certain people that show up at these things. There's no election day. Mm-hmm. It's in November. But that's one thing in reference to Judy.
Yeah.
Judy, whether
is
she's
everywhere.
Running.
All that, right, exactly.
She is the person that you invite Judy.
Yeah.
She comes.
Absolutely.
She's respectful, and she's appreciative of the invitation. And there are those that, you know, the month before election show up at stuff to try to get their picture in the paper. But that's one thing at the town of North Hampton that we're very fortunate, that Judy cares about the people.
I know Judy personally, and I'm not doing a campaign thing, but she didn't take this job so she could have her picture in the paper or the money. She wants our community to be better for her, her children, her neighbors, and
for us.
That's what she's
right.
serious
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely, I agree with you. That's well said, Sabina.
But the nice weather is now here, so
yes.
We could talk about the fun concerts in town of North Hempstead. The Parks Department puts on a wonderful series of tons and tons of concerts at all different venues throughout the town. So those will be kicking off in July. There's tons of dates. You can call through and one to access the schedule, or you can get it on the Town North Hempstead website at www.northhempsteadny.gov/summer. But they were great, because I remember last year we had no idea how many movies and concerts that were being offered throughout the town, but a bunch of little locations. There's going to be Sunday afternoons at the beach. There's going to be Tuesday nights at Clark Botanic Garden, Mary Jane Davies Green, Manor Haven Beach Park, Clint G. Martin Park, Michael J. Tully Park. They're really everywhere. It's you have no reason not to attend these wonderful concerts and also the great movies that they'll be showing too. But call 311 to get a full schedule of those fun events. And also coming up in summer, which I know everyone looks forward to, is the Fun Day Monday at North Hempstead Beach Park. That kicks off July 11th. Community Service puts this on. It's a really wonderful program. It's free. There's transportation from a bunch of different locations, and it's something worth checking out.
Is the North Hempstead Beach Park, whatever, is that the one across from the Amsterdam and the golf course near downtown Roslyn?
Yes, you're gonna pass something that says Bar Beach, and then you're gonna see a big sign that says, but it's right down that shore road. You'll
yeah.
see it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's great because, you know, I love that beach because it's not overwhelmingly large. And what's great is that you can get transportation there and make a day of it. You know, there's thousands of people there and everyone sets
it's
up.
Huge.
And
it's huge. It's amazing.
It's a great program and it's fun. There's different themes each week, which, you know, I love being a theme lover. And then they have one of the great programs that they do is on July 25th. They have the Big Health Fair, which has tons of organizations
right.
there. So it's
a
great place
understand. And, of course, I say seniors, but when you're younger, you're working or you have children or what. I don't understand why, if they live in a community like ours, they're in all the time. And I, you know, my neighbors say, where are you running to now? And I say, to live my life. Why don't you go out?
Right, right.
And they say to me, go where? I say, you gotta be kidding. There's something for every senior. You don't like that? They
right,
have something
absolutely.
Else.
No, I think that's what's important too about this show and, you know, a lot of our other venues where we promote these things, because like I said, there is so much out there. I mean, there's literally, we and John laugh all the time that there's something you could do every day of the week, you know, or, you know, numerous things you could do in one day, really. So it's just important to kind of get it out there, because, you know, like we were saying earlier too, with the Long Island Alzheimer's, you know, Foundation, to really how important socialization is. And it's definitely something. And this is fun, and it's, you know, the weather is nice. You know, we all, you know, we're waiting for nice weather.
Right,
so
I agree.
The nice weather is here.
It's
and
here.
Let's
I don't
enjoy
remember
it.
What fun day. You bring lunch? You buy lunch?
Yes, they sell snacks.
They do sell.
Yeah,
okay,
they have snacks
remember.
And
okay.
drinks. A lot of people bring lunch too. But yeah, it's nice. There's little tables, and you know, it's just nice because if you want to go sit on the beach, you can sit on the beach. You can walk on the boardwalk.
Right, right.
There's all different entertainment. And then they have exercise classes going on too that is, you know, for free, which is great. And they have this new program they're doing, the mindfulness coloring, which I don't know if people have seen these adult coloring books that are out now. I own some because I find it very therapeutic myself.
Wow.
And it's really great because there's all these studies that have been done recently with it, and it really helps train your brain and help you focus. Which is great, and it relieves stress and, you know, anxiety.
And you have one? Is
yeah,
it like a regular coloring book?
Yeah, it's like a coloring book, but very intricate. So there's, you know, little lines. You know, it's not like, you know, you have to really pay attention
yeah,
to make
yeah.
sure you go in the lines.
Wow.
But it's beautiful, you know, photo pictures and stuff, and there's all different themes, so it's really nice. So I think that's nice. You could sit at the beach and color.
I love that there is so much for seniors now. If you don't like that, there's this, there's that.
Yeah, absolutely. Which
wow.
is great, and that's what that's amazing about North Hempstead, because like you said, there really is something for whatever your interest might be. You know, some people like more educational kind of programs, so, you know,
yeah.
there's those,
yeah.
and, you know, or there's social groups, or, you know, knitting, crafting groups. You know, there's all kinds of things. But also at Fun Day Monday is on July 18th and August 15th from 9 to 10, they're going to be doing a guided tour at the Hempstead Harbor Trail Walk, which is relatively new trail, like right by the beach, and I've heard absolutely. I still want to do it.
I've never done it, but I've heard.
Yeah, I've heard
many
really
people.
Great things. So it's really, you know, there'll be Eric Swenson, who's the executive director of the Hempstead Harbor Protection Committee, will be doing the tour. So
okay,
check it out, and that's Fun Day Monday. There's a farmer's market also at Fun Day Monday. So like I said, it's definitely a fun-filled day. So I really recommend that if you haven't checked it out, to certainly check out the wonderful
Once
program.
Again, as a senior, I think we are so lucky, as opposed to 20 years ago, 40 years ago, that there is so much activity for us, places to go. My grandmother sat and knit all day, all time, because she had nothing else to go. Occasionally, she'd go to bingo
right.
to get
yeah,
out.
Right. Yeah, that's true. You know.
Yeah.
No, and that's what's, you know, special about North Hempstead, really, is the innovative programs, too, because it's not just your typical, okay, you know, no. their basic thing. There's always constantly new programs and, you know, finding what the new trendy, you know, thing might be and kind
yeah.
of incorporating that. I mean, I remember when Project Independence brought Zumba to the town, which has been going on for a couple of years now, and it's, I mean, such a huge success, and the energy and the amount of fun in that room is just right. it's electric. I mean, it's really amazing.
Yeah.
So it's
you know,
just great.
Think back, Sabina, you know, like the churches had like the Ladies Society, mm-hmm. and the temples had some sort of women's group.
Right.
That was it.
That was it.
Once or twice a week,
bingo.
You went and they had bingo at night, and that was the end of it.
Yeah.
There was
no program.
Nothing.
They just went,
no, and then that's what I love, you know, being, you know, the Department of Services for Aging is at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park. And there you see these senior groups. I mean, the activities that go on at these senior groups just blow
it's
your
amazing.
Mind.
It's amazing.
You know, and
it's
then they're
amazing.
Going here. I mean, they're more active than I am, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're shooting, you know, on this trip. And I mean, it's really, you know, all kinds of amazing things, which I think is just wonderful. And you could tell it keeps people, you know, happy and young and vibrant. So, you know, why not? Kudos to North Hempstead.
Yeah, that's the truth, though.
Yes.
That's a great
for these amazing
programs. And to
programs.
You and your department.
Oh, I like it. It's my department now, John.
It's not Christina. Right, let's correct that. It's not Christina and her department. It's Christina and her people.
Oh, excuse me. I have to go back and say that to everyone.
I thought she was the department.
Well, you're getting good, Sabina.
Sabina, you can come on whenever you want.
You'll be back. This is the lady who didn't know if she could talk.
But another wonderful program, this is hot off the presses, is Governor Cuomo, Senator Jack Martins, Assemblymember Michelle Schimmel, and, of course, Supervisor Bosworth and the whole town board and AARP. So it's a big collaborative effort. Yeah. It's going to be the Citizen Preparedness Corps training program. This is going to be on Monday, June 20th at 10 a.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park. And it's a really, it's an amazing program. It's two-hour training sessions for residents to give you the tools to prepare for disasters. And what's great is that if you attend this, everyone gets a whole kit already. So, I mean, that's it. I mean, I would sign up just to get, like, the kit, really. But it has all kinds of key items that, you know, you need for the aftermath of a disaster. So New York State is really trying to... Wow. You know, make New Yorkers prepared for these kind of things, which I think is a wonderful program. And it's right in a local place, you know, in Clinton G. Martin Park. So I definitely think you should check this out because it's it should be a great program.
And anybody doesn't go there, plenty of parking. It's as simple.
Oh, that's exactly.
Location is easy, and yeah. There's plenty of parking.
It's near the parkway. It's near yeah.
Right.
Northern
no, it's really,
Boulevard,
and it's this
Union
is something
Turnpike.
Very, very important, you know, because we really... it just ties into, you know, how important it is to prepare for all kinds of these situations.
Right.
You know, you don't want the emergency to hit and you have to run around getting, you know, flashlights, batteries, all those things. So you have to register, though, and you register at www.prepare.ny.gov. Or you can call 311 and they'll put you in touch.
You know, I must tell you, my son sent me something I never saw before that's a wonder. I live in 2,000 square feet. It's big. It's a lot. And sometimes the lights go out. If I'm in the bedroom, the kitchen is far away, and I have a flashlight. But if I'm carrying something, I need one hand for the, you know,
right,
for
right.
the stuff. And the flashlight has to be down mm-hmm. on the floor. And, you know, and one day I get a box in the mail, and my son sent me a lantern that
head?
I can put over my wrist,
oh, okay.
but it lights up the whole room.
There you go.
And if I put it turned out the light and put it in the middle of this table, it would light up, mm-hmm. you know, the
right.
table, this whole room. And I can just walk in fact, the lights haven't gone out, knock wood. And I can just walk around with this lantern,
yes,
you know.
Right. Terrific.
And it's something everybody should have.
I agree. For the lady who couldn't talk, we have to take a break. Sabina, you're killing me today. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.